Welcome to Small Biz Flash, where owners and managers get their briefing on small business news, trends, and insights to make better decisions and increase their business's value. I'm your host, Adam Hewitt. Thanks for joining me. The trajectory of one simple metric can have a profound impact on the future of your company. After the news roundup, we'll talk about the Net Promoter Score. All right, let's dive in. While politicians, economists, and pundits may be debating the definition of a recession, the economy itself continues to slide, largely induced by the Federal Reserve's rate hiking as it battles inflation not seen in 40 years. The Atlanta Federal Reserve's GDP Now Tracker's most current estimate for U.S. gross domestic product for the third quarter of this year is an almost no-growth rate of 0.3%. This follows GDP declines in quarters 1 and 2 of this year. CNBC's September poll of economists and other financial experts predicted a 52% chance the U.S. would enter a recession in the next 12 months. The Conference Board recently released data showing its leading economic index dropped 0.3% in August, continuing monthly declines all the way back to March. The index is a combination of 10 measures and is designed to show if the economy is trending better or worse. Interestingly, though, other data from the Conference Board shows that consumer confidence actually rose in September. Another bright spot? August new residential housing starts were up 12.2% from July, beating expectations. Small business revenues have risen sharply in the new era of inflation, but profits, well, not so much. That's the finding of the recently released Small Business Recovery Report from American Express and Cabbage. The poll of 550 small business leaders found revenues rose by an average of 87% between July of 2021 and July of 2022, while profits actually dropped during the period by 4%. Small businesses are also trying to cope with these challenging times beyond just raising prices, the study revealed. They're increasing employee benefits, offering more flexible work options, and investing in digital transformation. Cybercrime cost small businesses $2.4 billion in 2021, according to the FBI, and 88% of small business owners felt their business was vulnerable to a cyber attack, one Small Business Administration survey found. To help small businesses bolster their cybersecurity, the SBA is holding a free, virtual National Cyber Summit on October 26th. This forum will introduce cybersecurity tools, tips, and resources in addition to exploring new trends and challenges entrepreneurs are increasingly facing. To learn more and to sign up, go to the link in the show notes. Small business owners, your finances are the cornerstone of your business. You need a bookkeeping partner who will keep your AP, AR, and financial statements on track. SBS Accounting and Advisors are pros at managing small business finances. For 16 years, they've been helping owners just like you make better decisions and grow their profits. Go to their website today to set up a free 30-minute consultation, sbsaccountants.com. Use the promo code FLASH and get 20% off your setup fee. Again, that's sbsaccountants.com. Customers are the lifeline of every business. Whether you're a B2B or a B2C company, you need to pay attention to your customers. If you know them well, you are that much closer to understanding how to make products and services that delight them, and how to deliver those products and services in a way that will convert them into advocates with other potential buyers. Now that's the road to wild success. But many businesses do a poor job at keeping a finger on the pulse of how their customers feel about them. And when they do ask for feedback, the results from the customers can be spotty and the follow-up from the business ineffective. If this sounds familiar, then the good news is there's a better way. Start measuring customer sentiment using a metric called Net Promoter Score, or NPS. NPS asks a simple question of your customers: how likely are you to recommend us? There can be some variation of this, but that's the essence of the question, and it really is that simple. While NPS is just one way to measure customer satisfaction, it's a simple and important way. And you need to ask this of every single customer for the system to function correctly. You may need to ask it multiple times along the customer's buying journey if the purchasing cycle is lengthy or complex. So how does the NPS work? Customers answer the question, "How likely are you to recommend us?" on a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 being the lowest and 10 being the highest. If the score given is 0 to 6, the customer is considered a detractor. If the score is 7 to 8, then the customer is known as a passive. And finally, if the score is 9 to 10, the customer is known as a promoter. The NPS is calculated by subtracting the percentage of customers who are detractors from the percentage who are promoters, so a company's score can be anywhere between negative 100 and positive 100. Generally, an NPS of 50 or more is considered good to very good, but score averages vary by industry. For example, one study in 2020 showed that the fast food industry had a significantly higher overall NPS than the car rental industry. Companies that lead their industries in NPSs are usually more profitable. According to Bain & Company, the NPS accounted for approximately 20 to 60% of the variation in organic growth rates among competitors, and the industry's NPS leader more than doubled the growth of its competitors. So hopefully, if you weren't convinced before, you are now. You need to ask every customer, how likely are you to recommend us? For more on NPS, you can look for links in the show notes, including an article in the Harvard Business Review by Frederick Reichheld, the inventor of NPS. Next week, we'll get a bit more granular and talk about how to implement an NPS system. Thanks for listening to Small Biz Flash. I'm your host, Adam Hewitt. If you enjoyed the show, please help me expand its reach by telling one other person about the podcast. I sure do appreciate it, and I'll see you next week.